lift up a hand clap of praise. And magnify Jesus in the house today.
Hay que magnificar al Señor en la casa.
Come on, somebody, make it rain all over the house of God.
We
worship you, oh God. We glorify your name.
Alabamos, Señor.
You're worthy of the honor, Jesus.
Eres digno de todo.
Come on, he's worthy of the praise.
Él es digno de toda alabanza.
He's worthy of the adoration and the glory.
Él es digno de la adoración.
There's nobody like him in all of the earth.
No hay alguien como él en toda la tierra.
We worship you, Jesus.
Te alabamos, Jesús.
We glorify your name, oh God.
Glorificamos tu santo nombre.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
There is such a wonderful presence of God all over the house today.
Hay una bella presencia del Señor en esta casa.
We are so thankful that God has chosen to come and visit with us.
Estamos agradecidos que el Señor nos ha venido a visitar.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
They were singing today that the blood still works.
Están cantando que la sangre todavía sirve.
Now there are some people who might hear those lyrics and not understand what that means.
Hay gente que van a escuchar esa canción y no van a entender qué significa eso.
Quite simply, what that means.
Pero lo que significa eso.
Is that from the very first time that humanity sinned?
Desde el principio, desde la humanidad que pecó.
And broke the covenant of God.
Y quebró el pacto de Dios.
There were sacrifices that were made for human sins.
Habían sacrificios que fueron hechos por el pecado del humano.
Lambs were slain.
La oveja fue matada.
Goats and bullocks were killed.
Los borregos fueron matados.
But not one time when there was a physical sacrifice.
Pero una vez siempre hubo un sacrificio.
Could any of those animals really do the job of taking care of sin?
En realidad esos animales pudieron haber cubrido tu pecado.
Sin kept being pushed ahead year after year.
El pecado se puede empujar un año detrás de otro año.
But there was a moment in human history.
Pero hay un momento en la historia de humanidad.
When God saw humanity.
Cuando Dios miró a la humanidad.
And he said, no longer will your sins be pushed ahead. Another year. But the Bible tells us that God commended his love for us. That while we were yet sinners, in due time Christ died for the ungodly.
En tiempo Cristo murió por nosotros.
It wasn't Jehovah Jr.
No era Jehová Jr.
But God robed himself in flesh.
Pero Dios que se puso en carne.
And he became a man.
Se hizo hombre.
And he suffered.
Y sufrió.
And he bled.
Y sangró.
And he died.
Y murió.
And that blood.
Y esa sangre.
That was shed on Calvary.
Que fue derramada.
Became retroactive.
Se hizo activa.
It reached all the way back to the Garden of Eden.
Y llegó todo hasta detrás del jardín de Adán.
And it shed what a lamb couldn't do.
Lo que una oveja no pudo
that
hacer.
Blood paid the price.
Esa sangre pagó ese precio.
For every sin.
Para todo pecado.
For every mistake.
Para toda cosa que
for
hiciste mal.
Every flaw.
Para todo que hiciste mal.
I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus.
Te digo, la sangre de Jesús.
Can reach back thousands of years.
Puede ir para atrás miles de años.
And can cover Abel.
Y puede cubrir a Abel.
Can cover Cain.
Y puede cubrir a Caín.
Can cover Adam and Eve.
Puede cubrir a Adán y Eva.
But that same blood.
Pero esa misma sangre.
Was going to cover the thief on the cross.
Iba a cubrir el ladrón
and
de la cruz.
That same blood.
Y esa misma sangre.
Was going to cover you and me.
Iba a cubrir a ti y a mí.
And that same blood.
Y esa misma sangre.
Has the power.
Tiene el poder.
To save everybody.
Para salvar a todos.
From first to last.
Del primero al último.
From beginning to end.
Del principio al final.
I come to tell you today the blood still works.
Vengo a decirte hoy que la sangre todavía trabaja.
The blood of Jesus is in this place today.
La sangre de Jesús está en este lugar.
And he came to do business with you and me.
Y él vino a hacer negocio contigo y con yo.
All of the promises of God today.
Todas las promesas de Dios en este día.
Are yes and amen.
Son sí y amén.
Everything that God has ever done.
Todo lo que Dios ha hecho.
Is available in this place today.
Está disponible hoy.
The Bible says that he was wounded for my transgressions.
La Biblia dice que él fue afligido por mis transgresiones.
He was bruised bruised for my iniquities.
Él fue derrotado por mi iniquidad.
The chastisement of my peace was upon him.
Su chastidad estaba sobre él.
And with his stripes I am healed.
Y con sus llantos soy sanado.
If he's ever raised the dead,
si él ha levantado el muerto,
he can raise the dead today.
Él puede levantar el muerto hoy.
If he's ever opened blind eyes,
si ha abierto los ojos de los ciegos,
he can open blind eyes today.
Él puede abrir los ojos de los ciegos
if
hoy.
He's ever unstopped deaf ears,
si ha parado la
he
muerte,
can unstop deaf ears today.
También puede quitar el sonido del oído.
Come on, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
El redimido del Señor diga sí.
Somebody lift up a shout of praise. He's worthy.
Él es digno.
He's worthy.
Él es digno.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory. What a great day to be in the house of God.
Qué día maravilloso de estar en la casa de Dios.
To feel His presence.
De poder sentir su presencia.
To be the people upon whom the end of the age has come.
Para ser la gente de Dios que ha de venir.
I know it's rough out there.
Yo sé que es difícil afuera.
I know there are wars and rumors of war.
Yo sé que hay guerra, rumores de guerra.
But God saves the best for last.
Pero Dios salva lo mejor para el último.
He said the latter rain would be greater than the former rain.
Dice que lo último iba a ser mejor que lo anterior.
That means nothing you read about God.
Solo lo que sea que leas de Dios.
Is going to be greater than what He does in the last days.
Va a ser mejor en los últimos días.
Praise God! So many wonderful things happening around God's house today.
Gloria a Dios! Muchas cosas están pasando en la casa de Dios.
We are so thankful to have all of our guests in the house of God. Let's make our guests feel welcome today.
Estamos agradecidos por los visitantes que han venido hoy.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
We are excited about Fall Festival.
Estamos emocionados del Fall Festival.
And the wonderful fellowship that we're going to have around here today.
Y el convivio que vamos a tener hoy después de la iglesia.
We are so excited about men's camping trip this upcoming week.
Estamos emocionados del campo de los jóvenes.
We're going to have a good time of fellowship.
Vamos a tener un avivamiento muy bueno.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Bishop is in Apopka, Florida today, preaching for Brother Joe Rowley.
El obispo está en Florida predicando por el hermano.
We're praying for him and believing that God is going to move there.
Estamos orando por él que las cosas se muevan ahí.
We have ministry happening all over.
Tenemos ministerio que anda pasando en todo lugar.
Brother Jermaine is out. Brother Antoine is out. They're all out preaching.
El hermano Jermaine y Antoine andan predicando.
And we are believing that God is going to pour out revival.
Creemos que el Señor va a derramar avivamiento.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Starting today after service, our cafe right outside of the sanctuary is going to be serving food after the services.
Empezando hoy después del servicio va a haber comida allá donde está el coffee shop.
And it'll be first come first serve, so after every service, if you want to make your way out and get something to eat.
El que venga primero es el que va a agarrar.
We are doing that so that we can have good fellowship after our services. Praise
hacemos
God.
Eso para que podamos tener buen avivamiento después de la iglesia.
How many of you are thankful for the coffee shop?
¿Quién está agradecido del coffee shop?
Let's go to the Word of God. We have a little bit of a lengthy reading today.
Vamos a ir a la palabra de Dios. Hay que leer un bueno.
Hebrews chapter 12.
Vamos a ir a Hebreos capítulo 12.
As you're turning there, you want to remember to continue praying for Brother Ari Prado.
Hay que recordarnos de hacer una oración por el hermano Ari Prado.
He really needs a touch from God.
Él ocupa que Dios lo toque.
We are collecting cards and gift cards and all kinds of things to bless he and his wife and his family.
Estamos colectando cosas para bendecir a su familia.
As they go through this difficult season of sickness.
Cuando están pasando por esa temporada difícil en su vida.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 1.
Hebreos capítulo 12, empezando en versículo 1.
Praise God. Sister Jackie Trevino's in the house. Where are you, Sister Jackie?
La hermana Jackie está aquí en la casa. ¿Dónde estás?
We are so thankful to have you in the house. Praise God.
Gracias de tenerte aquí en la casa. Gloria a Dios.
We pray every service for Brother Noe. This is a challenging season for them, but our prayers are with you and we love you. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds, ye having not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you, as unto children, My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye enduring chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chastens not? But if ye be without chastisement, wherefore, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, after it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the words should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded, and if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. If you're thankful for the word of God, why don't you put your Bible down and give him a shout of praise? God, we thank you for your word. That's forever settled in heaven, God. We thank you for a word that's unmovable, God. That's unshakable, God. Come on, if you have a faith that's unshakable, why don't you clap your hands to heaven and give God a shout of praise? God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God today.
Dios los bendiga. Se pueden sentar en la presencia de Dios.
Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments on the subject of an immovable kingdom.
Quiero predicar un momento en el tema de un cielo que no se puede mover.
Look at somebody next to you and tell them it's 2023.
Mira a tu vecino y diles que es 2023.
And Israel is at war.
Israel está en guerra.
Look at somebody and tell them prophecy's coming to pass.
Mira, alguien dice la profecía va a venir.
Everything that can be shaken is being shaken.
Todo que se puede mover se anda moviendo.
If you read in the news today, Iran and Palestine are moving.
Si lees la noticia, Palestina se anda moviendo.
Against the nation of Israel.
Contra la nación de Israel.
Hamas and Hezbollah are wreaking havoc in Gaza.
Hamas y Hezbollah andan haciendo caos en Gaza.
They're lobbing bombs.
Andan aventando bombas.
They are shaking the earth.
Están temblando la tierra.
Things are moving and things are shaking.
Las cosas se andan moviendo y andan temblando.
But we are reminded in the Word of God.
Pero estamos recordados en la palabra de Dios.
Over and over and over again in Scripture.
Otra y otra vez en la Escritura.
That it's going to be shaking.
Que va a ser temblado.
That things that are temporary are going to be moved out of their place.
Que las cosas que son temporarias van a ser movidas de su lugar.
What's happening in the news today is not novel. It's not new news.
Lo que anda pasando en las noticias no es algo nuevo.
Because we have the word of God and we have the word of prophecy.
Porque tenemos la palabra de Dios y la palabra de profecía.
Wars and rumors of war.
La guerra y los rumores de guerra.
Are prophesied about.
Son profetizadas.
Jesus said there would be pestilence in diverse places.
Jesús dijo que iba a haber pestilencia en esos lugares.
The word of God tells us that men's hearts would fail them for fear.
La palabra de Dios dice que el corazón del hombre va a fallar cuando tiene miedo.
The Bible tells us that iniquity is going to abound.
La Biblia dice que la iniquidad va a ser suficiente.
And that the love of many is going to wax cold.
Y que el amor de muchos se va a caer.
Now I can save you some time today.
Pero te puedo decir hoy.
I could go ahead and tell you that what you would click on Fox News today.
Te puedo decir lo que vas a mirar en Fox News hoy.
What you would read about on MSNBC and CNN.
Lo que vayas a leer en las noticias.
All of the things that are newsworthy to the world that we're living in.
Todas las cosas que el mundo quiere saber.
They're not news to God.
No son noticias para Dios.
They're not news to the church of the living God.
No son noticias para la iglesia viviente de Dios.
The world's getting crazier.
El mundo está haciendo más loco.
People are losing their mind.
El mundo anda perdiendo su mente.
Right is wrong and wrong is right.
El bueno es mal y lo bien es mal.
I'm just here to tell you today that there's nothing out there on the news that is new.
Estoy aquí para decirte que lo que está en la noticia no es nada nuevo.
There's nothing new under the sun.
No hay nada nuevo bajo el sol.
Can I tell you today that in spite of everything that's happening in our world,
te voy a decir que hoy, despecho de todo lo que anda pasando,
God still has a plan.
Dios todavía tiene un plan.
God still has a purpose.
Dios todavía tiene un propósito.
God's still in control.
Dios todavía está en control.
God's still worthy to be praised.
Dios todavía es digno de ser alabado.
The church is still moving forward.
La iglesia está moviendo adelante.
The plan of God is still unfolding.
El plan de Dios todavía se anda desarrollando.
It's still a day for revival.
Todavía es día de avivamiento.
The Holy Ghost is still being poured out.
El Espíritu Santo todavía se ha
derramado. People are still being raised from the dead.
La gente todavía se ha levantado de los muertos.
The plan of God is still coming to fruition.
El plan de Dios todavía va a venir a fruto.
What we read about in our text today,
lo que leímos en este texto hoy,
is the Apostle Paul reminding us,
es al apóstol de Pablo,
that everything you see happening around you,
está diciendo que todo lo que anda pasando alrededor de ti,
was already in the forecast.
Ya estaba de venir.
It was already going to unfold the way that it is unfolding.
Ya se iba a desarrollar como se anda desarrollando en este momento.
You see, it's easy for us to acknowledge today that God started all of this.
Es muy fácil saber que Dios empezó esto hoy.
That He's the God of Genesis 1 and 1.
Que Él es el Dios de Génesis 1.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
En el principio, Dios creó la tierra y los cielos.
Apostolic, it's easy for you today to acknowledge that God is the starter of it.
Los apostólicos pueden creer que Él empezó todo esto.
But sometimes you get immersed in the pathology of the situation.
Pero a veces te sumerges en la patología detrás de todo eso.
And you forget that God is also the finisher of a thing.
Y te olvidas que Dios es el autor de esto.
The word of God reminds us that he that started a good work in
you. La palabra de Dios nos deja saber que él empezó todo.
Is the very same one that is going to finish what he started.
Es el mismo que va a terminar todo esto.
So no matter how much the world shakes.
No importa qué tanto el mundo tiembla.
No matter how much turmoil that society is in.
No importa qué tanta temblanza hay en este mundo.
The one that started it.
El que empezó esto.
Is still in the middle of the program.
Todavía está en medio de este programa.
He's still the one directing traffic.
Es el el que anda dirigiendo el tráfico.
And the one that started is the one that's going to finish
it. Y el que empezó es el que lo va a terminar.
That's true in the earth around us.
Eso es verdad en la tierra alrededor de ti.
But that's true in your life too.
Pero también es verdad en tu vida.
The devil would try to come and convince us.
El diablo va a venir a convencerte.
Because the preacher's laying in the hospital room.
Porque el predicador está acostado en el hospital.
That the devil's in control.
El diablo está diciendo que él está en control.
But God's still in control.
Pero Dios todavía está en control.
God's still directing traffic.
Dios todavía está dirigiendo el tráfico.
And I'm here to tell you, church.
Estoy aquí para decirte, iglesia.
I'm not interested in the report of the enemy.
No estoy interesado en el reporte del enemigo.
I'm not interested in the report of Hollywood.
No estoy interesado en Hollywood.
I'm not interested in the report of the news media.
No estoy interesado en las noticias.
I want to hear the report of the Lord.
Yo quiero escuchar el reporte del Señor.
I want to figure out what God has to say.
Yo quiero mirar lo que Dios tiene que decir.
Come on, I want to converse with the one that was wounded.
Yo quiero hablar con el que ha sido afligido.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
So Paul had to remind us that the one that started this is the one that's going to finish it.
So Pedro nos tenía que decir que explicar qué es lo que había pasado.
Even in your life.
En tu vida.
You've been through some things.
Has pasado por cosas.
You've had some trouble.
Has tenido problemas.
You've had some chaos.
Has tenido caos.
You've had some disappointments.
Has tenido decepciones.
And the enemy would want you to be defined by your past.
Y el enemigo quiere que te definas por tu pasado.
By the mistakes that you've made.
Por las cosas, los errores que has cometido.
By the things that did not go correctly.
Que las cosas que no han pasado correctamente.
And you're standing in your current situation.
Estás parado en tu situación.
And he wants to freeze you in your problem.
Y él te quiere poner ahí en ese lugar.
And convince you that it's never going to change.
Y convencerte que no va a cambiar nada jamás.
But I come to encourage somebody
today. Pero vengo a darte ánimo hoy.
And tell you that your future doesn't have to be bound up by your past.
Y decir que tu futuro no está atado a tu pasado.
Your future doesn't have to be bound up by your present.
Tu futuro no tiene que estar atado por tu presente.
But your future is determined by your God.
Pero tu futuro está determinado por tu Dios.
Come on, he's the God that can restore.
Él es el Dios que puede restaurar.
Everything that the cankerworm.
Todo lo que te lo quitan.
And the palmer worm.
Y lo que el pobre dice.
And the locusts have devoured.
Y lo que los locos han comido.
A season of loss.
Una temporada de perdimiento.
A season of disappointment.
Una temporada de decepción.
He said it's going to be, all of this stuff is going to be lit on fire.
Todas esas cosas van a ser puestas en fuego.
Because God is a consuming fire.
Porque Dios es un fuego consumidor.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and 9, he said, for we are laborers together with God.
En 1 Corintios 3:9 dice que somos lavadores a Dios.
And you are God's husbandry, you are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builded upon it. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. For another foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold and silver and precious stones and wood and hay and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. The fire is going to come. The adversity is going to come. And it's going to reveal what you have built with, because it shall be revealed by fire. Look at somebody and say, it's going to be revealed by fire.
Mira a alguien y dile, va a ser revelado por el fuego.
You're going to go through trouble.
Vas a pasar por problemas.
You're going to go through tribulation.
Vas a tener tribulaciones.
You're going to go through adversity.
Vas a atravesar la adversidad.
And every day that you're going through your trouble,
y todos los días que pases por tus problemas,
you're going to get revelation about what your life has been built with.
Vas a recibir revelación de lo que tu vida ha sido construida.
See, the devil wants to freeze your progress.
Mira, el enemigo quiere que te quedes atascado.
He wants you to stop building.
Quiere que pares de construir.
In the moment of revelation.
En el momento de revelación.
When you realize, oh my goodness, I built with the wrong material.
Cuando te das cuenta que construiste con las cosas incorrectas.
You feel ashamed.
Te sientes avergonzado.
You feel like there's no more hope.
Te sientes como no hay más esperanza.
Because you're going through the fire.
Porque pasas por el fuego.
And your life is being consumed.
Y tu vida se ha sido consumida.
But all that is to remind you.
Pero todo eso es para recordarte.
And to tell you.
Y para decirte.
You need to go back to the drawing board.
Tienes que ir para atrás al cuarto.
You need to go back to Home Depot or Lowe's.
Tienes que ir para atrás a Home Depot o a
Lowe's. And buy some better material.
Y comprar material mejor.
But in reality, what it's telling you.
Pero en realidad lo que te están diciendo.
Is that you need to go back to the house of God.
Es que tienes que ir para atrás a la casa de Dios.
And you need to say, God.
Tienes que decir Dios.
Help me to build my marriage.
Ayúdame a construir mi
better than I built it in the last 5 years.
Ayudar a construir mi matrimonio.
Help me to build my prayer life.
Ayúdame a construir mi oración.
You need to tell the devil to shut up today.
Tienes que decirle al enemigo que se calle hoy.
Tell him I'm not going to stop building.
Dícele que yo no voy a parar de construir.
Because I didn't get it right in the last season.
Aunque no lo hice bien en la última temporada.
I've been through the fire.
Yo he sido probado por el fuego.
But God's going to make me better because of it.
Pero Dios me va a hacer mejor por eso.
Yes, I know your prayer life has gone through the fire. I know your worship has gone through the fire. And I know maybe you were set back in that season. But I've come to preach to somebody today. Don't let the season stop you from moving into your future. Let it motivate you. I'm going to build better next time. I'm
going to
do it better next time. Come on, if that's your mindset, you ought to go ahead and give God praise.
Si así es como piensa, hay que darle alabanzas al Señor.
He said, "Your words gonna pass through the fire."
Él dice, tu obras van a ser pasadas por el fuego.
He said, "If any man's work abide, which he had built thereupon."
Si el trabajo de alguien ha sido hecho por eso.
He's gonna receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned. Now, none of us want our work to be burned.
Muchos no quieren que nuestro trabajo sea quemado.
But he's saying in this story of life.
Pero dice en esta historia de la vida.
You're going to pass through the fire.
Vas a pasar por el fuego.
Your worship is going to pass through the fire.
Tu alabanza va a pasar por el fuego.
Your prayer life is going to pass through the fire.
Tu vida de oración va a pasar por el fuego.
Your commitment to the house of God is going to pass through the fire.
Tu trabajo en Dios va a pasar por el fuego.
He said it's going to get burned.
Va a ser quemado.
He shall suffer loss.
Vas a sufrir pérdidas.
But he himself shall be saved.
Pero él va a ser salvado.
Yet as by fire.
Pero por el fuego.
You got to be willing to let what God has done in your life pass through the fire.
Tienes que dejar que Dios meta tu trabajo por el fuego.
I'm telling you, if you don't make up your mind, I'm going to be committed to God's house.
Si no haces tu mente hoy.
Something's going to come to take it away from you.
Algo va a venir a quitarte eso.
There's going to be an excuse.
Va a haber una excusa.
Jesus said offenses must come.
Jesús dijo las ofensas han de venir.
Look at somebody next to you and tell them I'm going to get offended.
Alguien dirá, yo me voy a ofender.
Somebody's going to step on my toes.
Alguien se va a parar en mis.
Somebody's going to do me wrong.
Alguien me va a hacer mal.
Somebody I love is going to fail.
Alguien que amo va a fallar.
Somebody I love is going to stumble.
Alguien que amo se va a caer.
You got to know how you're going to act when your hero falls.
Pero tienes que saber cómo actuar cuando se cae
you
tu héroe.
You got to know how to act when your wife goes crazy.
Tienes que saber cómo actuar cuando tu esposa se
pone loca. You got to know how to
loca.
Act when your husband goes crazy.
Tienes que saber cómo actuar cuando tu esposa se pone
loco. You got to know how to act when your friend stabs you in the back.
Tienes que saber cómo actuar cuando tu amigo te da por la espalda.
Can I tell you something? I know some people may have hurt you.
Estoy aquí. Yo sé que te han lastimado.
Is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Pero Jesús es un amigo que está más cercano que tu hermano.
He said, "I will never leave you."
Él dice, "Yo jamás te voy a dejar."
I will never forsake you.
Jamás te voy a dejar.
Yeah, my friends may walk away.
Aunque mis amigos caminen.
My relationships may pass through the fire.
Mi relación va a pasar por el fuego.
But he's the only one.
Pero él es el único.
That when I go through the fire,
que cuando yo pase por el fuego,
there's somebody with me in the fire.
Va a haber alguien conmigo en el fuego.
And the fourth is like the Son of Man.
Y el que viene adelante es como el hijo de Dios.
If you're doing it for friends, you're going to be disappointed.
Si lo andas haciendo por los amigos, vas a estar decepcionado.
If you're doing it for the pat on the back, you're going to be discouraged.
Si lo haces por lo que está detrás de eso, vas a estar decepcionado.
Oh, but if your relationship with God passes through the fire.
Si tu relación viene por pasa por el fuego con Dios.
I'm telling you, I've been living for God most of my life.
Yo estaba viviendo por Dios mucha de mi vida.
And I have never, brother E.T., never seen the righteous forsaken.
Y jamás he visto al justo decepcionado.
Nor his seed a begging bread.
Pida por pan.
I've got a made up mind today I'm going to live for God.
Yo he decidido en mi mente hoy que voy a vivir para Dios.
I've got a made up mind today that I'm going to be standing at the very end.
He decidido en mi mente que voy a estar parado al final.
No matter how bad the fire gets.
No pasa que tan feo esté el fuego.
No matter how bad the shaking gets.
No pasa tan feo que esté la temblanza.
It's inevitable, Brother Sam.
Es inevitable.
We're going to bury our elders.
Vamos a sembrar la, los ancianos.
People don't want to talk about it.
La gente no quiere hablar de eso.
We're going to lose people along the way.
Vamos a perder a gente en el camino.
But I think about it when I pray every day.
Pero yo lo pienso cuando oro todos los días.
It doesn't matter if the skin worms eat this flesh.
No importa si los gusanos se comen esta carne.
It doesn't matter who gets buried along the way.
No importa quién se tenga que sepultar
en el
camino. I'm going
to be a worshiper.
Pero voy a ser un adorador.
I'm going to be a prayer warrior.
Voy a ser un guerrero de oración.
I'm going to be faithful to the house of God.
Voy a ser fiel a la casa de Dios.
If everybody walks away,
si todos caminan fuera de aquí,
I want to be like Peter.
Yo quiero ser como Pedro.
When Jesus said, "Will you two leave?"
Cuando Jesús dice que si tú
he said,
se van,
nobody else has the words.
Nadie más tiene las
of eternal life.
Palabras de la vida eterna.
Nobody speaks like he speaks.
Nadie habla como él habla.
Nobody answers like he answers.
Nadie responde como él responde.
I'm going to be here, Brother Warren. Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Somebody give him praise today.
Alguien dale alabanzas al Señor.
What is hard can withstand the storm.
¿Qué corazón puede atravesar esas tormentas?
That's why the apostle Paul told his protege Timothy.
Por eso el apóstol Pablo dijo a su discípulo Timoteo.
You have to endure hardness like a good soldier.
Tienes que aguantar lo que es duro.
Because he understood.
Porque él entendió.
That it's just the nature of life and reality.
Es la naturaleza de la vida y la realidad.
There's always going to be a shaking happening.
Pero siempre va a haber una temblanza.
There's always going to be a sifting and a refining that happens.
Siempre va a haber un movimiento en el refinamiento que va a pasar.
We encountered this when we were building our house, Brother Daniel.
Encontramos esto cuando andamos construyendo la casa, hermano Daniel.
One of those guys that was out on the property doing excavation work.
Uno de los hermanos que andaba allá haciendo excavación en la propiedad.
I didn't know this before, but he said, if you look at a hill,
yo no sabía esto antes, pero dijo, si miras una montaña,
a hill has something hard that has held it there.
La montaña tiene algo allí que lo han agarrando.
He said, if you look at a high place,
si miras un lugar alto,
he said, it is inevitable that something hard is holding that hill up.
Es inevitable que algo anda agarrando esa montaña.
He said, if you start digging down just a little bit,
si empiezas a escarbar un poco,
you're going to find sandstone,
vas a encontrar sandstone,
or limestone,
o limestone,
or rock,
o piedra,
or chert,
o chert.
Something hard is holding that hill up.
Algo duro que anda agarrando esa montaña.
We had chosen a place that was on top of the hill.
Habíamos escogido un lugar que estaba arriba de una montaña.
And we wanted to dig a basement.
Y queríamos hacer algo abajo de la casa.
And they got about 4 to 6 feet down.
Y llegaron 4 o 6 pies abajo.
And they hit rock.
Y pegaron piedra.
And they said, look, you're going to have to blast or you're going to have to hammer or something.
Dijo, vas a tener que hacer una explosión o darle con el martillo.
It was going to be quite a bit more money, so we didn't dig a basement.
Iba a costar más, o no hicimos nada abajo de la casa.
But a high place is a preserved place.
Pero un lugar alto es un lugar preservado.
There has to be something in the material itself.
Tiene que haber algo en el material.
Because life with rain and wind and earthquakes and everything that happens in life.
Porque la vida con todo lo que pasa en lo natural.
Things are always shaking.
Las cosas siempre son tembladas.
And so what is preserved in these beautiful hills you see in Birmingham?
So lo que es preservado arriba de esas montañas en Birmingham.
Something hard.
Algo duro.
Something dense.
Algo denso.
Something that can withstand the adversity.
Algo que puede aguantar las adversidades.
An apostolic.
Un apostólico.
Filled with the Spirit of God.
Lleno del Espíritu de Dios.
And baptized in Jesus' name.
Y bautizado en nombre de Jesús.
Has on the inside of him or her.
Tiene dentro de él.
The material that is needed.
El material que se ocupa.
To withstand the wind and the storm.
Para aguantar el viento y la tormenta.
I've come to tell somebody today.
Yo vengo a decirle a alguien hoy.
I know you're going through a difficult season.
Yo sé que anda pasando por algo difícil.
But God put on the inside of you.
Pero Dios puso dentro de ti.
Everything that you need to be standing after the storm is
over. Todo lo que ocupas para ser parado después de la tormenta.
God has put something on the inside of you.
Dios ha puesto algo dentro de ti.
That has the power to preserve you.
Que tiene el poder para preservarte.
When all hell is breaking loose.
Cuando todo el infierno se anda desatando.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Now this isn't all good.
So es algo todo bueno.
Some of this is bad.
Algo puede ser malo.
Because if you go all the way back to the beginning.
Porque si vas hasta el principio.
If you go back to the initial fall of humanity.
Si vas al inicial de la caída de la humanidad.
Because of rebellion.
Por la rebelión.
There was something that was put into man.
fue algo que fue puesto en el humano.
When man rejected the word of God.
Cuando el humano rechazó la palabra de Dios.
When we rejected the plan of God.
Cuando rechazamos el plan de Dios.
Something began to solidify on the inside of man.
Algo se empezó a solidificar adentro del humano.
That was defiant.
Que quería desafiar.
And that was self-willed.
Que era la, tu propia voluntad.
And that said, I'm going to be whatever I want to be.
Y decías, yo voy a hacer lo que yo quiero hacer.
And I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Yo voy a hacer lo que yo quiero hacer.
And it also created a high place.
Y también creó un lugar alto.
As a matter of fact, this is why God told Jeremiah.
Por eso es que Dios le dijo a Jeremías.
He said, you're going to have to be willing to go in and tear down the high places.
Vas a tener que poder tener la voluntad para romper esos lugares altos.
You're going to have to be willing to go in and build up the low places.
Vas a poder tener que ir a construir los lugares bajos.
He told John the Baptist the same thing.
Le dijo a Juan el Bautista la misma cosa.
He told these men, he said, you're going to have to be hard-headed.
Le dijo a estos hombres, tienen que ser duros de la cabeza.
And you're going to have to be defiant.
Y vas a tener que ser desafioso.
Because you are going to go into a world.
Porque vas a ir a un mundo.
Where there are high places.
Donde hay lugares altos.
Of resistance and defiance against the kingdom of God.
De resistencia y desafianza al reino de Dios.
But you're going to have what it takes.
Pero vas a tener lo que se tiene que tomar
para hacer eso. To preach to a generation.
Para predicar a una generación.
That is self-willed and defiant.
Que tiene su propia voluntad y
desafía. He told the prophets, I'm going to make your head harder than the heads of the people.
Él dijo a los profetas, yo voy a hacer tu cabeza más dura que la gente de Dios.
Because in order for the kingdom of God to come into the earth.
Para que el reino de Dios pueda entrar a la humanidad.
You've got to be willing to find the biggest and baddest thing in the city.
Tienes que buscar la cosa más grande en la ciudad.
And you've got to go right at it.
Tienes que ir adelante a él.
You have to attack it head on.
Lo tienes que atacar.
Some people here, you may say, I don't know why you worship the way that you worship.
A lo mejor van a decir, no sabes por qué alabamos como alabamos.
You may walk into the service before service and hear somebody travailing over in the corner over here.
Vienes al servicio y escuchas a alguien llorando en oración.
And you may say, why do you pray so loudly?
Y dicen, ¿por qué oras tan alto, tan ruidoso?
Because if we don't pray like that,
porque si no oramos así,
and if we don't worship with such ferocity,
y si no alabamos con tanta ferocidad,
then the mountain of defiance and resistance is never going to come down.
Entonces la montaña de resistencia jamás va a venir para abajo.
There are people that say, why do you preach and you exert with so much energy?
La gente pregunta, ¿por qué predicas y exhortas con tanta energía?
Because there are mountains of defiance.
Porque hay montañas de desafianza.
There are mountains of resistance.
Hay montañas de resistencia.
They're on the inside of me.
Están dentro de mí.
They're on the inside of you.
Están dentro de ti.
There are generational things in your family.
Hay cosas de generación que están dentro de tu
familia.
That have
never been conquered.
Que jamás han sido conquistadas.
But the people of God come to the house of God.
Pero la gente de Dios viene a la casa de Dios.
And we pray with intentionality.
Y hacemos oración con intención.
We're going at the biggest thing in the house.
Venimos contra la cosa más grande del
cuarto. And we're saying, God, it's got to come down.
Y le decimos, Dios lo va a traer para abajo.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
We're coming at the dysfunction in our families.
Venimos con disfunción en la familia.
We're coming at alcoholism.
Salimos del alcoholismo.
We're coming at drug addiction.
Le damos contra las adicciones.
We're coming at perversion and pornography.
Vamos contra la perversión y la pornografía.
We're coming at people that have been entertained by what the world has entertained with all week.
Venimos contra la gente que está entretenida por las cosas del mundo.
But we understand if anything is going to change.
Pero entendemos si algo va a cambiar.
If those mountains are ever going to come down.
Si esas montañas van a caer.
It's going to be because we go at the biggest force in the city.
Vamos a ir porque fuimos con la fuerza más grande del mundo.
Satan, your kingdom is coming down.
Decimos que este reino va a caer.
I'm telling you, it's a day where everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken.
Digo, todo que va a ser temblado va a ser temblado.
But the prayer of the church is, God, shake it all.
Con la oración de la iglesia.
Shake every family.
Todas las familias.
Shake every community.
Temblar todas las comunidades.
Shake every stronghold.
Temblar todas fortalezas.
That's my prayer today.
Esa es mi oración hoy.
In my family.
En mi familia.
God, shake it.
Que mi familia sea temblada.
Take us through the fire, God.
Llévanos al fuego, Señor.
Purge us.
Púrgenos.
You know Satan took Jesus to that high place.
¿Sabes lo que dijo a Jesús de los lugares altos?
The Bible said that Satan took Jesus to an exceeding high mountain.
La Biblia dice que Satanás llevó a Jesús a un lugar muy alto.
You know what that mountain represented?
¿Sabes qué representaba esa montaña?
That mountain represented everything that had been built since the fall.
Esa montaña representaba todo lo que había sido construido desde el caído.
It was all the kingdoms of the world.
Todos los reinos del mundo.
Every principality, every power, every family.
Todo poder, todo principal, todas familias.
It represented all human success.
Representaba todo el suceso de la humanidad.
It represented everything that we build with our natural life.
Representaba todo lo que construimos con el ojo natural.
And Jesus, who was God manifest in flesh.
Jesús estaba aquí manifestado en carne.
He went all the way up onto that mountain.
Fue hasta arriba de esa montaña.
And Satan said, "Look at it all.
Mira todo esto.
I'll give it all to you.
Te lo voy a dar todo.
All you got to do is bow down and worship me.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es alabarme.
I'll give you all of the power.
Yo te voy a dar todo el poder.
All of the glory.
Toda la gloria.
I'll give you everything under the sun.
Te voy a dar todo bajo del sol.
And Jesus said, "You get behind me."
Y Jesús dijo, ponte detrás de mí.
Jesus said, "It is written."
Está escrito.
He went back to the word of God.
Él fue para atrás a la palabra de Dios.
I'm here to tell you that there was something on the inside of him.
Yo estoy aquí para explicar, había algo dentro
de él.
That
said, "You can take all of the religion."
Que dijo, puedes tomar toda la religión.
You can take all of the money.
Puedes tomar todo el dinero.
You can take all of the family tradition and success.
Puedes tomar todas las tradiciones de la familia y todo el suceso.
But that mountain,
pero esa montaña,
is coming down.
Va a venir para abajo.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
Every mountain,
toda montaña,
is going to be brought low.
Va a ser traída para abajo.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
Praise God. Somebody praise him. Get behind me, Satan.
Ponte detrás de mí, Satanás.
Shut your mouth, devil.
Cállate el hocico.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
He was the stone.
Él era la tormenta.
Plucked out of the mountain without hands.
Sacado de la montaña sin manos.
He was the stone.
Era deshonrado.
Rejected by the builders.
Rechazados por el constructor.
He was despised.
Era desechado.
He was rejected.
Era rechazado.
He was set on the side.
Estaba puesto al lado.
You see, Daniel had a revelation.
Sí, mira, Daniel tenía una revelación.
About what was coming in the last days.
De lo que viene en los últimos días.
Because he could see that image.
Porque él podía mirar esa imagen.
With the head of gold.
Con la cabeza de oro.
He could see the best that man could produce.
Él miraba el besto que podía producir la humanidad.
He could see mighty Babylon.
Él podía mirar a Babilón.
The great empire.
El gran reino.
Famous and full of riches.
Famoso y lleno de riquezas.
He could see all human success.
Podía ver todo el suceso de la humanidad.
But he saw, as it were, a stone.
Pero él lo miraba como que si no importaba.
That was plucked out of the mountain.
Que fue sacado de la montaña.
Without hands.
Sin manos.
What that was prophesying about.
Lo que andaba profetizando eso.
Is that there was going to be a mountain of human success.
Iba a haber una montaña de suceso.
Starting at Adam.
Empezando desde Adán.
And ending at the end of the narrative.
Y terminando al último del narrativo.
There was going to be a mountain of human achievement.
Iba a haber una montaña de suceso de la humanidad.
A mountain of family tradition.
Una montaña de tradición de las familias.
A mountain of generational product.
Una montaña de generaciones.
He said, "But I saw that mountain."
Pero yo miré esa montaña.
He said, "But there was something that plucked out of the mountain."
Pero había algo que había sacado de esa montaña.
As it were a stone.
Como que si fuera una piedra.
But it was done without hands.
Pero fue hecho sin manos.
What that tells you is that there was something invisible.
Lo que te dice es que había algo invisible.
That inserted itself into the human narrative.
Que se metió dentro de la humanidad.
That began doing work in the invisible.
Que empezó a hacer cosas en lo invisible.
It was a work you couldn't see with the natural eye.
Era una obra que no podías mirar con el ojo natural.
He reached into the mountain of people.
Él entró a la montaña de gente.
And he plucked out a stone.
Y sacó una piedra.
Without hands.
Sin manos.
And whatever it was that plucked the stone out of the mountain.
Y lo que fue que sacó esa piedra de la montaña.
Took that stone and hurled it at the image.
Agarró esa piedra y se la aventó al enemigo.
And the entirety of human actualization.
Y todo lo de la humanidad.
Crumbled to the ground.
Se cayó al suelo.
You may say today, what it was that stone?
A lo mejor te preguntas, ¿qué fue esa piedra?
It was God manifest in flesh.
Era Dios manifestado en carne.
It was Isaiah 9 and 6.
Era Isaías 9 y 5.
For unto us a child is born.
Sobre nosotros es nacido.
Unto us a son is given.
Hasta nosotros un hijo es dado.
And the government shall be upon his shoulders.
El gobierno va a estar sobre sus hombros.
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
Se llamará su nombre admirable.
Counselor. Consejero, the mighty God,
Dios fuerte,
the everlasting Father,
Padre eterno,
and the Prince of Peace.
Y el Príncipe de Paz.
He wasn't Jehovah Junior.
Él no era Jehová Junior.
He wasn't a second in the Godhead.
No era debajo.
But God commended his love for us.
Pero Dios comendó su vida por nosotros.
God came to the earth.
Dios vino a la tierra.
God put on flesh.
Dios se puso la carne.
God became a man.
Dios se hizo hombre.
He was fully man.
Él andaba engañando a los hombres.
Because he was taken out of the mountain of human experience.
Porque fue sacado de la experiencia de la montaña.
But he was fully God.
Pero era Dios.
Because what came was an invisible force.
Porque cuando vino era algo invisible.
The prophecy was that a virgin shall conceive.
La profecía era que una virgen iba a concebir.
And she's going to be with child.
Iba a tener hijo.
And what is produced is going to be called Emmanuel.
Y lo que iba a ser producido se iba a llamar Emmanuel.
Which is God with us.
Que significa Dios con nosotros.
The same angel that overshadowed Elizabeth.
El mismo ángel que estaba sobre Elizabeth.
And said, "This time next year."
Y dijo este año para el próximo año.
You're going to be with a child.
Vas a estar con un hijo.
Is the same angel that overshadowed Mary and conceived something within her womb. What was conceived in the womb of
Elizabeth
was the work of a man,
era el trabajo de hombre,
because it was mama and daddy.
Porque era mamá y papá.
But what was conceived in Mary,
pero lo que fue concebido en María,
was not the work of a man.
No era trabajo de hombre.
It was something invisible.
Era algo invisible.
Reaching into the mountain.
Entrando hacia la montaña.
Without hands.
Sin manos.
And expressing itself into visibility.
Y expresándose en visibilidad.
They were 6 months apart.
Eran 6 meses apartados.
Jesus and John.
Jesús y Juan.
John was the first.
Juan era el primero.
John was the oldest.
Juan era el más grande.
Jesus was the youngest.
Jesús era el más joven.
But the prophecy had already been spoken.
Pero la profecía ya había sido hablada.
That the elder,
que el anciano,
is going to serve the younger.
Va a servir al más joven.
The first one came hard-headed.
El primero, Caín,
the
que era tan duro de cabeza.
The first one came with a made-up mind.
El Caín que estaba con su mente hecha.
I'm going to be the wrecking ball.
Yo voy a hacer esa piedra.
I'm going to knock down every high thing.
Yo voy a tumbar a todo que está alto.
I'm going to break down all your tradition.
Yo voy a quebrar todas esas tradiciones.
I'm going to break down all your man-made ideology.
Yo voy a quebrar todas esas ideologías que tienes.
But the second one was the Lord of glory.
Cuando venga el Señor de gloria.
And he was coming to put his spirit.
Y ponía a venir todo su espíritu.
On the inside of humanity.
Dentro de la humanidad.
He was going to give us the power to walk right.
Nos iba a dar el poder para
He was going to give us the power to talk right.
Nos iba a dar el poder para hablar bien.
He was going to give us the power to live right.
Nos iba a dar el poder para vivir bien.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The image,
la imagen,
was going to come crashing down.
Iba a caer.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
What needs to come down in your life today?
¿Qué tiene que caer de tu vida este día?
What tradition needs to come down in your life today?
¿Qué tradición tiene que salir de tu vida?
What rebellion and sin needs to come down in your life today?
¿Qué rebelión o pecado tiene que salir de tu vida?
God sent the preacher here to tell you.
Dios mandó al predicador hoy para decirte.
You don't have a whole lot of time left.
No tienes mucho tiempo que te falta.
I said you don't have a whole lot of time left.
Digo, no tienes mucho tiempo que te falta.
You don't have time to let that sin stay erected in your life.
No tienes que dejar que eso sea en tu
you
vida.
Don't have time to let that sin, that stubbornness.
No tienes que dejar que que eso esté en tu vida.
Stand like a mountain of resistance.
Tienes que parar con una montaña de resistencia.
But today's a day for the mountain to come down.
Pero es el día que esa montaña se caiga.
Today's a day for you to allow the Spirit of God to work.
Es el día que el Espíritu de Dios trabaje en tu vida.
Today's a day for you to say today is going to be the first day of the rest of my life.
Este puede decir que este va a ser el primer día de mi vida.
Come on, somebody give God praise. Praise. Somebody give him a shout of praise. He was the stone that the builders rejected.
Él era la piedra que rechazaron los constructores.
But he has become the head of the corner.
Pero él se ha hecho en la piedra.
The word of God said, "Behold, I lay in Zion."
La palabra dice, "Yo estoy acostado en Zion."
For a foundation.
Por una fundación.
A stone.
Una piedra.
Say a tried stone.
Dice una piedra tratada.
A precious cornerstone.
Una piedra preciosa.
A sure foundation.
Una fundación segura.
He that believeth shall not make haste.
El que cree no se va a angustiar.
He said, I'm going to lay judgment to the line.
Yo voy a poner juicio a la línea.
And righteousness to the plummet.
Y la justicia al plómetro.
He said, I'm going to sweep away the refuge of lies.
Yo voy a quitar el refugio de las mentiras.
I'm here to tell you, I don't care what our generation decides to do.
A mí no me importa lo que va a hacer la generación.
The Holy Ghost is going to sweep away every refuge of lies.
El Espíritu de Dios va a sacar todo ese refugio.
I don't care what's happening behind the Me Too movement. I don't care what's happening behind Black Lives Matter.
No me importa lo que pasa detrás
de Black
Lives Matter.
I don't care what lie is happening behind the Democrat Party and the Republican Party.
No me importa lo que pasa detrás de los democráticos y los republicanos.
Every lie.
Todas esas mentiras.
Is coming crashing down.
Va a salir al suelo.
Every deception.
Todas las decepciones.
Is coming crashing down.
Van a caer al suelo.
I don't care how neatly you made your bed of deception.
No me importa qué tan bueno has hecho tu vida de decepción.
I don't care how well you tucked in the sheets.
No me importa qué tanto duermes en las camas.
Everything.
Todo.
Hidden is going to be revealed.
Lo que escondido va a ser revelado.
He asked Peter.
Él le preguntó a Pedro.
He said, Peter, who do men say that I am?
Dijo Pedro, ¿quién dice que soy yo?
Some say you're Elias.
Alguien dice que tú eres Elías.
Some say you're John the Baptist.
Alguien dice que eres Juan el Bautista.
But he said, Peter.
Pero dice Pedro.
Who do you say that I am?
¿Quién dices que soy yo?
He said, you're the Christ.
Tú eres el Cristo.
You're the Son of the living God.
Tú eres el Hijo del Dios viviente.
He looked at Peter and he said, blessed are you, Simon Barjona.
Miró a Pedro y dijo, eres bendecido.
For flesh and blood have not revealed it to you.
Por la carne no ha revelado esto.
But my Father which is in heaven.
Pero mi Padre que está en los cielos.
He said you didn't get that revelation by yourself.
Tú no recibiste esa revelación contigo.
But there's a spirit in heaven.
Pero hay un espíritu en los cielos.
That revealed that to you.
Que te reveló eso.
He said because of this revelation.
Dice por esta revelación.
He said thou art Peter.
Usted está aquí.
And upon this rock,
y sobre esta roca,
I'm going to build my church.
Voy a construir esta iglesia.
And the gates of hell,
y las puertas de Hades,
shall not prevail,
no prevalarán contra ella.
I'm telling you, the rock,
te digo, la roca,
that was rejected by the builders,
que fue rechazado por el constructor,
the rock that was despised of the world,
la roca fue desafiada por el mundo,
has become the head of the corner.
Se ha convertido en la cabeza
and
de esa piedra.
Rock,
y esa piedra,
when you receive the Holy Ghost,
recibes al Espíritu Santo,
you receive the Spirit of Revelation,
recibes al Espíritu de revelación,
you receive the Spirit of Anointing,
recibes al Espíritu de unción,
you receive the Spirit of Power,
recibes al Espíritu de poder,
and you're not fighting by yourself anymore,
y no estás peleando solo,
you're not warring by yourself anymore,
no estás preocupado solo,
but the weapons of our warfare,
pero las armas de nuestras
are
guerras,
not carnal,
no son carnales,
but they are mighty through God,
to
the pulling down of strongholds,
pueden derramar fortalezas.
I've come to tell somebody today.
Estoy aquí para decirle a alguien hoy.
I'm tired of the devil winning in your life.
Estoy cansado que el diablo te siga ganando en tu vida.
I'm tired of the devil winning in my life.
Estoy cansado que el diablo siga ganando mi vida.
I'm tired of the devil winning in your family.
Estoy cansado del diablo que gane en tu familia.
I'm tired of the devil winning in my family.
Estoy cansado que el diablo siga ganando mi familia.
I'm tired of drug addiction.
Estoy cansado de las adicciones.
Well, I'm glad for the three of you that are tired of drug addiction.
Para eso los que están con adicciones.
I said I'm tired of an opioid addiction.
Estoy cansado de los que están adictos al opio.
Do you have a fight in you today?
¿Tienes una pelea dentro de ti hoy?
You've got to have a fight in your spirit.
¿Tienes que tener una pelea dentro de tu espíritu?
I'm tired of burying loved ones.
Estoy cansado de esto.
Because of drug addiction.
Por las adicciones.
I'm telling you, God wants us to tear some things down in the Holy Ghost.
Dios quiere que
quites
cosas.
God is calling us to go at the high place.
Dios ha llamado que rompas esos lugares altos.
I'm tired of perversion wrecking families.
Estoy cansado de las perversiones en las familias.
We have the authority.
Tenemos la autoridad.
We have the power.
Tenemos el poder.
I'm telling you, there are people in this house today.
Digo, hay gente en esta casa hoy.
You're struggling with depression.
Andas teniendo depresión.
You're struggling with anxiety.
Andas batallando con la ansiedad.
You're struggling with thoughts of suicide.
Andas batallando con los pensamientos
de matarte. You're struggling with the spirit of fear.
Estás batallando con el temor.
Brother Warren, my Bible said he has not given us the spirit of fear.
Hermano Warren, la Biblia dice que él no nos ha dado
but power.
El espíritu de temor.
Love.
Pero nada poder,
and
amor.
A sound mind. Y'all can come up to the front. You don't have to wait in the wings. Come
y una mente
on.
Calmada.
He hadn't given you the spirit of fear.
No te ha dado el espíritu de temor.
He put his spirit in you.
Él puso su espíritu dentro de ti.
If you're here today and you don't have the Holy Ghost,
si estás aquí y no tienes el espíritu,
before you leave today, you need to get the Holy Ghost.
Antes que te vayas, tienes que recibir el espíritu.
You need to receive the power of God.
Tienes que recibir el poder de Dios.
He said you're going to receive power.
Dice, vas a recibir poder.
After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Cuando el Espíritu Santo sea derramado sobre ti.
These signs shall follow them that believe.
Estas señales van a seguir a los que creen.
You say, well, all you got to do is believe.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es creer.
No, sir, no, ma'am.
No.
It's not just believing.
No solamente es creyendo.
Because believing has to engage with faith.
Porque creyendo tiene que ser con fe.
You have to believe that he is.
Tienes que creer que él es.
And that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Y que él es el regalo de los que lo buscan.
But he said you got to be careful with this belief business.
Tienes que tener cuidado con esto.
Because if you believe that there's one God.
Porque si tú crees que solamente hay un Dios.
He said that you do well.
Entonces tú haces bien.
But the devils believe and tremble.
Pero también el diablo cree eso y tiembla.
The devil believes in one God.
El diablo cree en un Dios.
But the devil doesn't want you believing like I'm talking about.
Pero el diablo no creo que quieras como yo creo.
Because he wants that mountain of resistance in your family to stay in place.
Porque el diablo cree que esa montaña se quede de resistencia en tu vida.
But if you believe as the scripture has said.
Pero si tú crees como dice la escritura.
Out of your belly is going to flow rivers of living water.
Fuera de tu ombligo va a salir aguas vivas.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not is going to be damned. You need the power today to believe.
Tú tienes que tener poder para creer.
Until you're talking in other tongues.
Hasta que estés hablando en otras lenguas.
You need the power today to believe.
Tienes que tener poder hoy para creer.
Until you're being put under the water in Jesus' name.
Estoy cansado de andar jalando el agua.
He told Nicodemus, you've got to be born again.
Dice que tienes que ser nacido de nuevo.
You've got to be born of water and spirit.
Tienes que ser nacido del agua y del espíritu.
Or you can't even see the kingdom of
o
God.
No puedes ni mirar el reino de Dios.
I'm going to tell somebody today.
Me quiero decir a alguien hoy.
If you don't have the Holy Ghost and you're not baptized in Jesus' name.
Si no tienes el Espíritu Santo y no has bautizado en nombre de Jesús.
From now to when Jesus returns, your life is going to be pathological.
Desde hoy hasta el día que regrese Jesús.
Because you don't have anything to hold back fear.
Tu vida va a ser patológica porque no tienes nada que pueda aguantar ese temor.
But perfect love.
Pero ese amor perfecto.
Casteth out all fear.
Saca todo ese temor.
And perfect love.
Yeah, amor perfecto.
Is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost.
Está puesto en tu corazón por Dios.
So if you don't have the Holy Ghost,
si no tienes el Espíritu Santo,
you don't have what it takes to cast fear out.
No tienes lo que es para sacar ese temor.
Praise God. Y'all ready? Y'all got
listo.
A song ready to sing? I need somebody in this place today. Y'all can stand. Let's stand. I need somebody here today that you came with depression or anxiety or fear.
Los que vinieron con depresión, ansiedad.
And maybe you're reading the press clippings of the enemy.
Y a lo mejor están mirando cosas del enemigo.
I want you to go ahead and come to the front.
Quiero que vengas al frente.
I need somebody here that you've got anxiety in your life, you've got stress in your life.
Yo ocupo a alguien que tiene ansiedad, tiene estrés en su vida.
And you say, I just want to break through today. I want you to go ahead and make your way to the front.
Véngase al frente.
I need somebody in the house with disease or sickness.
Yo ocupo a alguien en la casa que tiene enfermedades.
And you say, I just came to get a miracle today.
Que venga a decir, yo vine por un milagro hoy.
I'm telling you, the miracle worker is in this place.
Yo digo, el que hace milagros está
I
en esta
need
casa.
Somebody who needs the Holy Ghost.
Los que ocupan el Espíritu Santo.
And you say, I'm tired of living without that love on the inside.
Dicen, yo estoy cansado de vivir sin ese amor dentro
come
de mí.
Come on, I need the church to help me pray right now.
Ocupo la iglesia que haga oraciones hoy.
If you came with a need, I want you to get close. Get close.
Se van juntos.
If you came with a need, I want you to come close.
Si vienes con una necesidad,
vente al frente. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús. En el nombre de Jesús.
I bind every spirit right now.
Todo espíritu en este momento.
I bind every spirit of resistance.
El espíritu de resistencia.
I rebuke every stronghold right now in the name of Jesus.
Rebuco esa fortaleza en nombre de Jesús.
I rebuke every spirit of fear.
Rebuco ese espíritu de temor.
I rebuke every spirit of trepidation.
Todo espíritu de depresión.
I rebuke every spirit of anxiety.
Rebuco todo espíritu de ansiedad.
I need an apostolic to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Recordando el espíritu.
I need an apostolic to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yo cuando apostólico empieza a orar en su corazón.
Come on, if you're backslidden today. But this is going to be the beginning of the rest of your life. I want you to go ahead and come close. That's it, praise group. Go ahead and begin to sing. I need some praying church members to come and pray with these. To lay your hands on somebody and pray in the Holy Ghost. I want you to pray, God.
Quiero que digas a Dios.
Strike the image in my life.
Quita esa imagen de mi vida.
Come on, I take authority in the name of Jesus Christ.
La autoridad en el nombre de Jesús.
I rebuke every stronghold.
Yo quito toda fortaleza.
I rebuke every generational thing.
Rebuco todas esas cosas en generaciones. En el nombre de Jesús.
Make them unassailable, God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ, I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of addiction,
under my feet.
the spirit